Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now a story about how social networking and the internet may be having an impact on the standoff between the Israelis and the Palestinians, particularly in Gaza, among adherents to Hamas. The Islamist movement Hamas is warning residents of Gaza and the West Bank to be careful about using sites like Facebook and Twitter, because Hamas says Israel is using personal information posted on those sites to recruit collaborators. BBC's Gaza correspondent John Donison has been staking out an internet cafe in the Gaza Strip, but he's now with us from Ramallah on the West Bank. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Now, first of all, on the one hand, this would seem to be obvious. Anybody who posts details that's associated with Hamas online would be naturally going to attract the attention of the Israelis. What's going on there?
Well, I think a lot of people who work in Israeli intelligence would agree with you and say, well, it's not rocket science that if people are going to post personal information about themselves on the web, then they might be looking at it. But I think it's important to say that we're not talking about people who have any particular affiliation with Hamas. I think we're talking about ordinary people within Gaza. And like most places in the world, Gazans are pretty into social networking sites. I went to one internet cafe, as you said, and there were many people browsing Facebook there. One guy told me he spent 10 hours a day on Facebook. So what people are saying and what Hamas are warning is that if people put information about their families or their relationships or whatever, this could allow Israeli intelligence to gather information on them, which would enable them to be kind of blackmailed or pressured into becoming informants.
Well, that logic was laid out by Ihab al-Hussein, who's a spokesperson for Hamas, who you spoke with. Listen to this.
Many people, sadly, they don't have a security sense, and they go to the internet and they talk about all their experience in their life, maybe their problems or whatever, and the Israelis just call him and tell him, yes, we know that you have a problem with your wife or with your sister or with your mother, and they make him feel that they know everything about him. They continue with him like this till he be a big spy.
So that's Hamas spokesman. Sounds like he's worried that social networking could become a way of turning collaborators.
That's right. Interestingly, though, I did ask him whether he had a Facebook account. He was a fairly young man. And he rather embarrassingly said, yes, he did. But he didn't put any personal information. He just said that he was a Hamas spokesman. That's what he had. I don't know who his various friends groups were, but I think...
Well, Israeli intelligence probably knows at this point. Tell me about this man, Khalid, in Gaza City, who actually describes a story of being approached. Here he is.
It's not safe to publish these information on the Facebook, on MySpace, on whatever, because I believe they just keep watching and watching our movement.
What did Khalid experience?
Well, he basically was actually seeking medical treatment in Israel, and he said he was allowed out of Gaza to get that, but he said when he went, he was asked to give information about Hamas, and he said they gave the impression that they knew a lot about him, which he thought could have been got from information he'd put on the web. It should be said that Israel doesn't normally comment on its the techniques used by its intelligence services. And we did ask for a comment from the Israeli government, but that's exactly what they said.
Interesting. John Donison, BBC Gaza correspondent, speaking to us from the West Bank in Ramallah. Thank you.